You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about holidays. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
A few years ago, I went cycling in Holland with my mum, dad and Alice, my sister. I hadn't really been looking forward to it. I was a teenager and I didn't get on with my parents. As I'd expected, the things my family chose to see weren't all that interesting, and for the first couple of days, I was in a really bad mood. However, by the end of the first week, I found myself having a good time with my parents. I wasn't a kid anymore, and I felt that we were forming a friendship.
Speaker 2.
The most unusual holiday I've ever had was before going to university, when a friend dragged me along on an archaeological dig. We were uncovering the remains of a Roman villa in Kent, and I'd somehow imagined we'd just be pottering around in the sun all day. Well, it was very hard work, but I started to feel fascinated by the whole subject of the Romans in Britain and the effect they had on our modern society. The main thing I got from the holiday was the feeling that I had a better understanding of where I'd come from and who I was.
Speaker 3.
I was just 17 when my parents agreed to let me go away with two friends on a holiday in Wales. We were staying in a youth hostel that was next to a farm with horses. I'd always wanted to try horse riding, and on the second day, we visited the farm and got talking to the farmer. And the next thing we knew, he'd agreed to show us how to ride. I got a great sense of achievement from that, and I'll always remember the feeling of developing a new skill.
Speaker 4.
Well, one summer this friend from work suggested we should go camping in Scotland. I didn't know what camping was all about because my parents had never done anything like that when I was a child, but it sounded like fun. I couldn't have been more wrong. The holiday was a disaster. The weather was awful, our tent started leaking, and we got soaking wet by the rain. But somehow we kept each other's spirits up, and at the end of the camping trip, we felt confident that our friendship could survive anything after that.
Speaker 5.
The year I finished school, three friends and I got those student rail cards for Europe. We were looking for something different to do, and most of our classmates had decided to go camping on the coast, which we thought might be a bit boring. Anyway, it was a big mistake. We spent endless hours travelling from one capital to the next, and then went sightseeing to make the best of our holiday. After 7 days, we were exhausted and decided to get back. I can't describe the feeling of absolute joy when I finally got home.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
A few years ago, I went cycling in Holland with my mum, dad and Alice, my sister. I hadn't really been looking forward to it. I was a teenager and I didn't get on with my parents. As I'd expected, the things my family chose to see weren't all that interesting, and for the first couple of days, I was in a really bad mood. However, by the end of the first week, I found myself having a good time with my parents. I wasn't a kid anymore, and I felt that we were forming a friendship.
Speaker 2.
The most unusual holiday I've ever had was before going to university, when a friend dragged me along on an archaeological dig. We were uncovering the remains of a Roman villa in Kent, and I'd somehow imagined we'd just be pottering around in the sun all day. Well, it was very hard work, but I started to feel fascinated by the whole subject of the Romans in Britain and the effect they had on our modern society. The main thing I got from the holiday was the feeling that I had a better understanding of where I'd come from and who I was.
Speaker 3.
I was just 17 when my parents agreed to let me go away with two friends on a holiday in Wales. We were staying in a youth hostel that was next to a farm with horses. I'd always wanted to try horse riding, and on the second day, we visited the farm and got talking to the farmer. And the next thing we knew, he'd agreed to show us how to ride. I got a great sense of achievement from that, and I'll always remember the feeling of developing a new skill.
Speaker 4.
Well, one summer this friend from work suggested we should go camping in Scotland. I didn't know what camping was all about because my parents had never done anything like that when I was a child, but it sounded like fun. I couldn't have been more wrong. The holiday was a disaster. The weather was awful, our tent started leaking, and we got soaking wet by the rain. But somehow we kept each other's spirits up, and at the end of the camping trip, we felt confident that our friendship could survive anything after that.
Speaker 5.
The year I finished school, three friends and I got those student rail cards for Europe. We were looking for something different to do, and most of our classmates had decided to go camping on the coast, which we thought might be a bit boring. Anyway, it was a big mistake. We spent endless hours travelling from one capital to the next, and then went sightseeing to make the best of our holiday. After 7 days, we were exhausted and decided to get back. I can't describe the feeling of absolute joy when I finally got home.
That is the end of part 3.